Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for being with me today. The Indigo Girls recently released their 15th album. Album Look Long. The folk rock duo have been together for more than 30 years, blending themes of love and identity with political commentary into musical styles rooted in country and bluegrass. Look Long is a look back at the past with an eye towards the future. Amy Ray and Emily Saros, thanks for being with us. Hi, Amy.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hi, Emily. Nice to
talk
to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
So your website describes this as the Indigo Girls' origin story. Amy, is that true, or was that just a good publicist line?
the record being our origin story?
Yes.
I guess there's some things in it that could be our origin story, but yikes, our story is so large at this point. It is a looking back. It is a looking back and a contemplative record in some ways, but there's also a lot of, we tend to look forward and kind of live in the present more than we look back, I think, sometimes. But as we get older, we reflect more, I do believe.
Emily, it's called Look Long, and it's been out since May. And you, like a lot of folks, had to do kind of that pivot thing. It was supposed to drop in April. There was COVID. We were really excited to see you at Summer Stage here in New York City. So talk to us a little bit about what it's been like to have new music out in this time.
Well, it's so funny because the record, it had been done for a year, and we were talking about putting it out as early as, like, I think January, and then we put it off to just make sure we were ready, ironically, and then, you know, the pandemic hit, and the world turns upside down, and we knew that when it was ready to come out in May, we were just going to go ahead and do it, and, you know, obviously, everything's different for everybody right now. There's been a lot of suffering, and then we have the Black Lives Movement and more push towards racial justice that has never happened in this country. And so it's a very volatile and revolutionary time in many ways in this country. So to have an album out with songs that reflect on some of that subject matter, and also like the title is a reflection of long-term perspective, which is actually what we're talking about when we have movements and change, and we're trying to think about the earth. So I think in some ways we just got lucky that the subject matter seems prescient in a way, but, you know, the songs were written before the pandemic hit. It's just that there's a lot to sink your teeth into the subject matter of the song during a time when I think people are really looking to music, either for peace or for understanding or whatever it is. So having an album out now has been a kind of a profound experience. And then Amy and I have done a lot of live streams, so we keep playing, but, you know, obviously it's from a computer screen.
Yeah, it's interesting you said prescient, because I think it's interesting. I've had a couple different musical artists on who have been writing on these themes, and they all said this was before the pandemic, this was Black Lives Matter movement, and I just kind of think writers and creative people are sort of tuned into, like, they have a cultural radar that maybe the rest of us don't have, and they pick up certain waves about things that are happening. And I think that about your song, Look Long. There's a line in it that says, I will always love my troubled nation, this beautiful land. And right now we're having this conversation about our troubled history and our troubled present. Tell me a little bit more about the song Look Long, Amy, when you think about what it means.
Oh, well, that's actually Emily's song, so we should let
Emily? Go for it.
Okay. This is Emily. So the song is about looking back, but really looking forward. And so for everything that we are looking at in terms of social issues in this country today, you know, the way it seems, at least according to media coverage, is that the country's sort of split down the middle. And you have like the non-maskers and the red, white, and blue patriots and so on. And then there's this side, the other side, which I lie on politically and socially and otherwise, where there's a lot more gray area and we're not so much like knee-jerk patriots in terms of the red, white, and blue and America, the most powerful and greatest country in the world and all those things that I feel like a lot of propaganda has taught us, especially in school, starting in school. Mm-hmm. So that song is about when we look long and we consider future generations, or if we consider justice for Black Americans or Indigenous Native Americans, North Americans, or Indigenous peoples anywhere, then we have to start doing the work so that we can respect how life will be for future generations. And so Look Long is really about perspective, long-term vision. Mm-hmm. And I just use some examples in the song about what is short-term vision and what is long-term vision. And it's sort of a bit of an exploration about how, if at all, we can come together in our focus. So there's a lot of wordplay about focus, perspective, and things like that. But really, it's a hope. It's a hope for the future. If we do the work now, then people will live more peacefully and in justice in the future.
Let's listen to a little bit.
Not injustice.
We got you. Let's listen to a little bit of Look Long from the Indigo Girls.
All the way to Nashville. We talked about God. Armageddon. We want to believe in something. We're unsettled. My grandfather had a telescope and a magnifying glass. Through the scope on starry nights we saw forever.
Title track Look Long from Indigo Girls' new album. My guests are Amy Ray and Emily Sayers. Sorry. So you're Georgians, Amy, and I once read you described that yourself in the vein of Jimmy Carter, Georgia. So what's it like to be a Jimmy Carter, Georgian, and a Brian Kemp's Georgia right now?
Delicate. It's a delicate situation. You know, there's a lot of good people here doing a lot of great work, and I just try to focus on that. And people like Stacey Abrams, and we just lost our great prophet, John Lewis. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it can be frustrating at times with, you know, science being less important than politics, you know, and so it's hard in that way, and to see people suffering and the impact, you know, that it's having, the decisions that are made from the top, from the administration. But I also feel, I also try to remember that we are all human, and a lot of people are just trying to figure this stuff out. You know, my more cynical self says there's political maneuvers being made all the time, but the part of me that I try to sit in says, you know, we're human and we're trying to sort this out, and no one knows the answers as much as we need to yet, you know. But I love Georgia. I just, there's a lot. I just keep saying there's a lot of great activists here. Mm-hmm. We just don't always get the spotlight in the media, you know.
How about for you, Emily?
I mean, everything that Amy said, I agree with. You know, we were staunch Stacey Abrams supporters when she ran for governor. And the fact is that Kemp pulled so many potential votes off the voting rolls, and he was Secretary of State at the time. So it's kind of like the fox in the hen house running the election. So, you know, when you have things like that happening, it's very discouraging. But as Amy said, you know, there's incredible activist communities here in Atlanta, a long history of Black political power and good conversations going on. Atlanta is a very interesting place to live, and Georgia is a very interesting place to grow up in. And, you know, the South is a beautiful place in terms of its land and its food and its culture and people. And so, you know, I think as Amy was saying, it is delicate and it is a mixed bag. But if you live in the South and you're from the South, you always see things that people outside the South don't see, you know, and you know the things that are to be appreciated. And there's a reason to stay here and fight the good fight and love what is great about the South.
You were kind enough to record a version of the song Muster for us, and we're going to hear it in just about a minute. Amy, what were some of the things you were thinking about when you were writing the song, which is about gun violence?
Yeah. I started it thinking about the students from Parkland, Florida, and the activists in the movement that kind of grew out of that shooting and spread, you know, all over the place. And how, you know, I felt like in a lot of ways, adults, the older generations had failed them and not being able to get something done to help prevent gun violence. And I mean, there's a, you know, it's a dialogue that doesn't need to be so black and white. It can be a lot more nuanced and a lot less by, you know, just by going to our different sides and not listening to each other. So I try to talk about that, and I just try to, you know, say basically, you know, we're going to try to get this right, and I'm committed to it, you know, and I was reaffirming that commitment, and that's basically what the song's about. It's just kind of like being a parent now of a six-year-old and what I think about, and then what I think about when I look at all those incredible student activists in all the movements, you know, Black Lives Matter and the movement to stop gun violence and climate change movements. I think a lot of young people have spearheaded some great movements, and we are happy about it, you know, but we have to recommit and put just as much energy in as they are, you know, because it's not going to change with just them. It's got to be everybody.
Here are Indigo Girls with a recording they made especially for us of their new song, Muster.
Is this the best we could muster? Custer!
or just prayers for the slain. I want to get this right and not the same old thing. I want to make this up to you every day of my life. I want to make this up. I want to get this right. Born of privilege, born of none, hunger, diseases, all are gone. Clean your plate, kid. I want you to understand the isolation we breed. The hunger in Yemen, it's your first lockdown. You're so young, but so are the kids under the barrel bombs. It's the evil we help let loose. It's what we become. It's all are gone, it's all are gone. I'm on the way we come from. What I know is that we ain't done. We got the river running. We got the animal coming.
Why do we keep on gunning?
I got no use for these ramparts, ivory towers, old lines in the sand. I think enough of the time, we want the same thing. We gonna make it up to you every day of our lives. We wanna make it up, we wanna get this right.
That was Muster from Indigo Girls. We'll have more with Indigo Girls after the break. Track from the new album from Indigo Girls called Look Long. Amy Ray and Emily Sayers join me. So let's get on the album. There are a lot of references to grandparents on the album. Emily, first of all, why is that? And what stories do they bring? What do they bring to your music, grandparents?
Well, I don't have any living grandparents now, but I have such strong memories of my time mm-hmm. as a child and growing up with grandparents. And so, like my grandmother, my mom's mom, Grammy, who lived in Ohio, she had the set of Apollo mission glasses on the top of her refrigerator. So I have like visceral memories of bringing those glasses down. And that made me think about the past and the future. And then my grandpa in Florida, you know, we'd go down there and it was so exotic to us with all the citrus fruit trees. And they had a simple camper that they'd go drive around the country in. And us kids, we got to sleep on the camper. I could almost still smell it. So I think they're like stories that sort of bond our lives and tie our lives, make us think about where we've come from. And also, you know, I think a lot about the wisdom of older folks who've seen more of life. And so I think I looked back a lot on this album. I wrote a lot about my family. Mm-hmm. I wrote about some things that were too painful for me to write about before. And so this is just kind of a letting it all out. There's a lot of connection to family for me, including grandparents on this one.
Sammy, you guys were kind enough to give us another song, another performance of a song. Country Radio is what we're going to hear in just a minute. What's the song about?
Country Radio is a song that I wrote out of my experience of driving home from Nashville, which I do and did a lot before the pandemic. And I would listen to all these awesome country songs and these stories about men and women falling in love and these just perfectly written heteronormative stories and songs, and I loved them so much, but I always felt a bit wistful and a little bit outside of the experience of those songs. And so I wrote a song sort of to describe that feeling and what it feels like to have church placards who are against gay people, and just this whole feeling sort of otherness and outsideness. I wrote about that experience in country radio.
Emily, do you feel like country music is becoming more inclusive now?
At a snail's pace, maybe. I mean, I think a little bit, yeah. You know. We had Lil Nas X, woohoo, awesome. And, you know, just little by little it's more inclusive, but there's an old guard. It's older, it's white men, and it's, you know, a lot of these country songs, they're perfectly written scenarios of sort of like an idyllic American life, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And they have nothing to do with the hardship of people who live in rural areas or outside cities and how hard it is to find work and all of the struggles. Like, country music doesn't really want to talk about struggles anymore.
Right.
The way it did when it was Americana and Woody Guthrie, or even in the 60s or 70s of country music. So there's sort of like this very polished picture of country life. And I think that it's changing a little bit, but it's going to take time. And country music programmers have to realize that, number one, country music fans don't only want to hear men on the radio. And number two, it's okay to slip some real life content into some of these country songs. And then once there's more of an acceptance of that, I think the changes will come more quickly.
My guests have been Amy Ray and Emily Saliers. They are Indigo Girls. You can catch them in a Q&A they're doing with Project Say Something on Thursday, August 13th on Facebook and Instagram Live. Their most recent release is Look Long. Amy and Emily, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for having us.
Here's country radio.
I work at the mall food court, and when I get home, I fix something to eat, settle into my seat, and turn on the country radio. I know every word to every song, and they make these lonely nights a little less long. Then I'm under the stars, regular at the bar. Got a perfect girl, I got a warning truck. We go down to the river, and the moonlight is silver. But most of all, I get to be in love.
As far as
town who loves country radio.